So I'll continue to do more updates as more information becomes available. Again, you know, we, in terms of how and what those phases look like, again, we need our community's input. You know, we need the community's feedback. And we all still need to be together on this, right? I think, you know, we've come a long way. As you're aware, we still are at currently zero active cases. We know we're not out of the clear yet. And we know that we still have to maintain what we've been doing. And so that leads me into my next update regarding bread and cheese. And again, I wanted to thank Councillor Nathan Wright for providing the update and Council's decision to move forward with bread and cheese. I know there was a bit of confusion out there in terms of, you know, people thinking that it was the normal bread and cheese where we would gather at the arena and so forth. But again, what we're doing is, you know, we're thinking innovatively and creatively, all while taking the measures and safety guidelines that have been put in place. So again, we felt that, you know, in the conversations within Council, you know, it was definitely back and forth. You know, is it on? Is it off? But what we really felt at the time, you know, is that we wanted to see, in a sense, a little bit of normalcy, right? We haven't seen that in quite some time. And we feel that, you know, with the upcoming bread and cheese, that this is a time that, you know, when our community gathers, and, you know, we know we can't gather at this point in time, so we are looking to deliver the bread and cheese to each of your homes. So again, just to go over the steps, and I know this was mentioned last week, just in terms of there will be 4 delivery routes throughout the territory. Deliveries will begin, each route will begin from roughly around 9 a.m. to 9:15. I ask that you follow our social media pages to have a detail. I have a detailed map here, which is also going to be launched on our social media pages and website, of the details of those routes and approximate times that you should expect your bread and cheese to your laneway. Again, just to go over a couple notes. Again, we will adhere to the health and safety measures, including physical distancing, face masks, gloves, utilizing sanitizer, and, you know, we're minimizing as many or minimizing the number of volunteers. So on each route, we're going to maintain, obviously, again, still in collaboration with public health. We're going to continue to work with our environmental health officer, Peter Hill of Oswegan Public Health, and as well as our health services director, to ensure that we are adhering to the proper guidelines. Again, excuse me, we will be delivering the bread and cheese to your home. Again, volunteers from both the Six Nations Agriculture Society as well as the Farmers Association are generously donating their time and equipment to provide trucks and trailers so that we can travel throughout the community for the delivery. Again, we're also doing a partnership with Cool Kids that are, again, generously donating their refrigerated vans to store the bread and cheese and travel the routes alongside with our wagons. Again, you know, what we've wanted to do and look to this piece is to kind of have, you know, a little bit of our, the old-fashioned ways of things, and we thought that this was a time to bring, you know, some community spirit, and so that, you know, a day to lift each other up and just to take a little break of COVID-19 and have some sort of, again, community spirit, and so that we can continue our fight against COVID-19. Again, each household will receive 1 loaf of bread that will be bagged along with their cheese that will be individually wrapped. I want to stress again that this is 1 per home. You must have a basket, a cooler, a bucket, or some other container at the end of your laneway for you, and as well as you or a family member must be in close proximity. We will not leave bread and cheese unless we see a container and a person that container belongs to. The last thing that we want is bread and cheese all over the territory. So again, you know, we're making sure that, you know, people are out or a container is out, and that way we could safely leave your bread and cheese. Again, we ask that you please ensure that your animals are taken care of and tied up before bread and cheese, or that, again, the people delivering that, you know, we want to make sure that all safety concerns are covered. We will have the police as well in front of each of our routes, again, just to ensure that safety. The route, again, the each four routes, which will be on our social media pages, the map of the detailed approximate time that you should see our volunteers as well as myself and counselors out there delivering bread and cheese. So again, we ask that you watch our social media and continue to listen to the updates. Again, you know, we really wanted to look to really bring community spirit. You know, as we know, bread and cheese is a time that, you know, our families come together. We have, you know, visitors from outside the community. Unfortunately, we can't do that at those times. However, we feel that, you know, this time that we could take a little break and we can have somewhat of a celebration in a sense, in a most safe manner. Again, as you know, as we approach the long weekend, I have to reiterate that we're still in this COVID-19 response. You know, we still have to make sure making sure that we're following the guidelines that we've put in place in public health. You know, social distancing, you know, no large gatherings, all things like that. So again, you know, we want to keep in mind that, you know, the process that we've developed and the routes, again, nothing is perfect, and you know, we're definitely going to be trying our very best. As a little added bonus, counselors Michelle Bombery and Wendy Johnson are donating 2,500 vegetable plants, and although it's a small token, one plant will be given to each household as well, in addition to their bread and cheese. And again, you know, we want to look to how we could, again, look to bringing up our community spirit. And, you know, we really thank our frontline workers, really thank all of our staff, our essential services, our checkpoint securities, you know, at this point in time, to really, you know, give ourselves a pat on the back and all the work that we've been doing collectively together. And I think, you know, again, just with this, with bread and cheese, you know, we want to be able to again do this safely while still be able to have a little bit of fun on Monday. So we're looking forward to this upcoming Monday for bread and cheese, obviously doing it in a very creative and innovative way of how we are now in this COVID-19 time. Again, you know, we're really looking to that piece, and we really just want our community to be able to help us celebrate our frontline workers. And I think that's going to be a huge, again, small token, but, you know, a huge thank you to all of our essential workers and services, and again, all of our people who have been maintaining to continue Project Protect Our People. And again, you know, that's just, so I ask you again to follow our social media page for the detailed map and routes. Again, there are four routes that will begin from anywhere from 9 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. at each starting point. So again, I ask you to stay safe, stay healthy, and we look forward to seeing as many as we can for this upcoming bread and cheese on Monday.
Thank you very much, Chief Hill.
Thank you.
And on behalf of everybody in your community, I'm sure that we are all grateful that your counselor are taking the time to work on Monday to bring them bread and cheese. As you say, a small token, but a great way to get our minds off of the pandemic.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
And we look forward to hearing the results of next week's finance meeting.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks again, Chief Hill.
Thank you.
The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZFM.
Hello, my name is Farah.
This is Michelle Wright.
Hi, folks. This is Mark C. Maxton.
Bonjour. This is Jody Gaffney.
Hi, this is George Leach.
Hey, this is Derek Miller, and you're listening to CKRZ.
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 100.3 FM.
The voice of the Grand. Yeah.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.